Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, this is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness here in the Imperial Valley, Mexicali Valley, Yuma Valley, Valley Valley, whichever valley you claim as yours, and can still hear the station, we're here. And also don't forget that we are available on podcast from KXO Radio. Go to their website and dial up their podcast. Mario's like, the minute he gets out of here, he runs over and packs it up and slams it into the little podcast drawer. And we come to you there, too. So if you hear the show today and you like the show today, just kind of mental note that you can share the show or listen to the show again through the KXO website. Okay? Morning. I'm Scott Dudley, your host, and it's going to be Scott Squared today. I've got Dr. Scott McClure here from University of California, San Diego. UCSD, right?
University of California, San Diego.
You guys and your acronyms. Yeah. We have an acronym. I'm just going to clear this up ahead of time. We have an acronym rule here on the radio station because anytime you're having some sort of mental health or wellness discussion about anything, it's like there's so much shorthand going on. So we have to catch ourselves doing acronyms.
All right.
Even if it's UCSD.
Okay, you want me to spell it all out?
So what do you do at UCSD? You're a researcher, or where are you at?
What I do at UCSD, and I was noted to give a little disclaimer. I'm representing myself here, but I am from the university. But basically what I do is I supervise our training department at the Center for Criminality and Addiction Research Training Application. So I do partake in a little bit of research. I do a little bit of writing, but I oversee a lot of training activities up and down the state. Pretty much for primarily with the criminal offender population.
Nice, nice. And we're going to talk today about criminal thinking, about what it is, about how to treat it, about where it rears its ugly head.
Yeah, exactly. And in a sense, too, not just criminal thinking, but in a sense, like working with criminal offender population overall, because there's a whole bunch of different dynamics that go on with the criminal offender population. But thinking is one of the largest dynamics as far as sustaining that lifestyle.
Cool. So if you're listening in the yard in Sealy or something, you know, give us a call. 337-8874. Let's jump right in. Let's begin, I guess, by defining what is criminal thinking and how does it become something that we need to work on, basically?
Yeah, like one way to think about criminal thinking per se is to think about like how do you interpret this world that you live in? Like when you walk around, when you're thinking, when you're looking around, what's going through your mind? What's the first thought that pop into your mind? Now, it isn't like people that have, you know, a criminal lifestyle necessarily think completely different than we do all the time. But there is thought patterns that occur that really, you know, typically affect their behavior in a way that leads them to getting into serious trouble when caught. You know, so like if you want to look at it that way, it's basically we all have these constructs of thinking. We all have these ways that our minds jump to a conclusion, have an interpretation, a flight of ideas. And, you know, there's pretty much a continuum of where that could go. But what I find is people who typically are in and out of the criminal justice system on a regular basis, they often have a style of thinking that's opportunistic in the way of, you know, committing crimes as far as seeing opportunities for taking something that's not there, as far as looking how they can get over on another person, looking at people maybe as objects, as something that can be helpful them in life. And it gets really complicated, though, because it's not really a clear-cut issue per se, because there's a lot of normal or typical, I guess would be a better word, thinking that goes on as well in between all that thinking. So you have to really dig in there and try to identify what's going on in this person's head that matches the behaviors that they actually do in life.
So something like the world is my buffet table. I mean, they're not really even thinking I'm going to take something that doesn't belong to me. They're thinking it belongs to me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for instance, if an individual would say that has like a real criminal thinking style, and before I go there, actually, I like to differentiate something.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who partake in criminal behaviors. In fact, a lot of people in society in general, at one point in their life, have done something illegal. But
okay, I jaywalk. I am really sorry. You caught me, didn't you?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Or the good old California roll through a stop sign or something like that. But it's a little bit, you know, on a more extreme end. So if I could create a scenario, let's say an individual walks into a record store. A typical person walks into a record store.
We don't have record stores anymore, Scott.
Oh, that's right. What is that? Audio.
Walk into an iPod.
Music store, yeah. So we're walking into a place where they could actually buy something, though, still, in that old school format of CD form. And they're going to walk in there and they're going to say, oh, I'm walking down the aisle and, oh, look at that, you know, Miles Davis, you know, I like that. That's a really cool step right there. Oh, look, there's a new System of a Down album, you know. Oh, look, check that out, you know. That's that old Mana CD I listened to. And, you know, normal person's like, oh, my goodness, $14.99. I can't believe that. Like, Walmart has these CDs for $9.99. So that's pretty typical style of walking and looking and browsing a store versus another individual walks into a store and the first thing they say is like, oh, look at that clerk at the counter right there. I can't believe there's only one clerk in here and that back door is open. You know, look at that CD over there. Oh, that's that new Cypress Hill CD. That's mine. I'm taking that. So there's a whole different disposition that goes on and there's like a whole different direction of a thinking pattern that really affects behavior because that ownership principle I think that you led with right now, that's exactly right. If I walk into that store, I see that CD, I see how I can get over on the situation and maybe I'm even thinking, what a dumb clerk leaving that back door open. This idiot's looking for me to take that CD.
So this isn't like asking the pretty girl to dance or something. They're not in their head going, should I, shouldn't I, what if I do, what if I... They're not playing out scenarios. It's just go, huh?
It's just go.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.